It's the Steakhouse Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Steak Shapiro and Sandra Golden, the 10 o'clock hour brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash, Atlanta's number one rated pressure washing company. Thank you for being with us as we sift through some of the stories happening on and off the field. Certainly Bill Belichick was off the field. Jeff Albrecht and the Falcons, I'm hoping that was it. The final day of our malaise, our seven-year malaise, ends. Let's get back to work. No more stories of quarterbacks that leave your team in midseason. Marcus Mariota, quarterbacks like Desmond Ridder, who, you know, massively was the wrong decision to run this team.
Mm-hmm.
Stories of $120 million quarterback that lasted essentially nine games. Stories of lost draft picks and all, get them all behind us. Get it all behind us. And just think about Jalen Walker in a Falcons uniform running in the Mercedes-Benz Dome with a bunch of Georgia jerseys and Falcons jerseys. And let's get to work. Drake London signed picked up on his fifth year option.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling this thing has gone on way too long. The Falcons are about to have a really, really exciting few years, given how things played out on draft night. But anyway,
God's ears.
Yes, certainly be great for everybody in this city. There's nothing like, I was telling somebody last night, when the NFL team is cooking, right? Because everybody is not a Georgia fan, even though it feels like it sometimes. It's Tennessee fans, Auburn fans, Bama fans, it's Miami fans. If you live in Atlanta, yes, you may have grown up in Wisconsin, or you may have grown up in, you know, Cape Cod. Or Jersey, but when the NFL team's winning, everybody wants to root for the NFL team in town. Everybody wants to get behind the NFL team, and it would be a great fall to have that happen. So those were some of the off-the-field things that were going on. On the field or on the court, the Lakers and T-Wolves was a very intriguing first-round matchup. And let's just say that it did not go well for Lakers. And if you're not a fan of LeBron or you're not a fan of the Lakers or any of that, you really enjoyed the five-game series where Ant-Man, really up until last night, where he wasn't as big a factor last night, they dust them off four games. What do they call it? A gentleman's sweep?
Gentleman's sweep.
I'm just going to say when Rudy Gobert has 27 points and 24 rebounds in 39 minutes, that is not supposed to happen. 27 points, 24 boards, nine of them offensive, and they run right through. Anthony Edwards only has 12 points. They're done. Luka and LeBron, watch out. Everybody, now we got this 1-2 punch in the Western Conference. Well, Lakers-Celtics could be the NBA Finals again. Man, oh, man, Lakers, oh, okay. Dorian Finney-Smith, Austin Reeves. They played a guy last night that hadn't played in 6 months, Maxi Kleber. Jared Vanderbilt. Gabe Vincent. Does that sound like a championship team to you?
It does not.
Yeah. Hachimura, who had a 23. Dude, those guys aren't going anywhere.
The headlines, what went Lakers and should they should they be in the finals? What were your expectations?
They have no big guys.
Right.
They got absolutely tooled by Rudy Gobert. And that group of players, and by the way, maybe more stars find their way to L.A., but I thought the best window for the Lakers was LeBron on the backside of his career and Luka, who is absolutely, personally violated by that trade out of Dallas. So if this was their best window, they're out in the first round in five games. So here's LeBron after the game asked a couple of things. One of them is, do you need more help? I just read to you those names. And by the way, one second. Go look at the Oklahoma. There's none of those guys would even play on that team. Look at the Boston Celtics, where Peyton Pritchard, sixth man of the year, can't start because they got two other guards. And that guy's awesome, and so is. Go look at the Cleveland Cavaliers, where D'Andre Hunter is just one of 10 pieces. And then look at the Laker team, and you tell me, are they close?
No comment. I'll never say that because my guy AD said what he needed and then he was gone the following week. So I got no comment.
So
what does that mean? I thought you wanted Luka Doncic there. AD said they need help.
He sent, like, what's the center? And that seems to be it. It was the longest question on the face of the earth. That was his answer. But I thought, and I think LeBron is smarter than the average bear, for him to draw any Davis mention that time and place.
I'm going to tell you who this morning may have went for a coffee and put a little Kahlua in there. Maybe him and his family. They did a little skippity dippity dip when he came out.
Yep.
I think he probably woke up, did a little cold plunge, and didn't even feel it. And that's, is it Nico Harrison, the GM of the Mavs, who's just like, huh. Well, I got Kyrie Irving, and I got Anthony Davis, and I got a pretty good supporting cast, and I think we can contend for the Western Conference next year. And I'll promise you this, Dallas is in a lot better shape than the Lakers are right now. So I'm not telling you it was a good trade to trade Luka Doncic in his prime as a seminal player in NBA history, possibly. But I'll tell you right now, I'll take the Dallas Mavericks win total over the Lakers next year in a heartbeat. Here's LeBron. You coming back?
I don't know. I don't have the answer to that. Something I sit down with my family, my wife, and my support group and kind of just talk through it and see what happens. And then just have a conversation with myself on how long I want to continue to play. I don't know the answer to that right now, to be honest. So we'll see.
Last year, the Lakers were done 4-1 to the Nuggets. And this year, 4-1 to Minnesota.
Yeah. Look at the T-Wolves, by the way. Julius Randle and the Karl-Anthony Towns trade. He was awesome. Jaden McDaniels, really nice player. Gobert goes 27-24. Off the bench, Naz Reid went sixth man of the year last year. DiVincenzo, the kid from Villanova. I mean, just their lineup. Forget about the fact that you're going to now move into have to deal with the Clippers are going to be around. The Nuggets are going to be around. Oklahoma City's freaking loaded. I don't know where the Lakers are, but that's why you let trades play themselves out. We don't know the day after the draft who won the draft. That's dumb. You don't know the day after a trade who won the trade. You don't even know the season. Luka Doncic may win two titles in L.A. and it's 2029, and we go, how could you have ever traded him away? But, you know, Anthony Davis is not, he's not LeBron. LeBron's 40. He's 40. I'm a man. No, LeBron, Anthony Davis is 31 years old. And
there's no way that's how LeBron James goes out, losing 4-1 right to Minnesota. There's no way.
But Sandra, how do you fix it? I mean, that's a bunch of Skrabinskis. Yeah. Oh, yeah, by the way, the great pick that was, is he injured? The white boy from Tennessee? Is he even on that roster anymore? Dalton Connect. Greatest draft pick ever. How did he drop so far down? That guy's going to do everything. Dalton Connect can't get off the bench. Zachary Risochet was just runner-up for Rookie of the Year. So careful when we decided, right? So,
what do you? JJ Redick is catching it from everybody. Like because that was the fail. Literally, we're watching on our TV. Did JJ Redick let the Lakers down?
Well, he played
the arrogance that he won't. He won't shift defensively, and this is. I mean,
dude, he didn't. He didn't have any big guys. Rudy Gobert. Those numbers. That's like. Tim Duncan in his prime. That's like Patrick Ewing. That's like, I don't even know. I don't know if Hakeem goes for 24. Rudy Gobert looked like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar last night.
So once they lost it, it was 3-1. They lost to Minnesota. So this was the pregame, you guys. Yeah. J.J. Redick. Yes. Not after the game last night. This is pregame last evening when somebody had the audacity to ask this.
Hey, coach, back here. Back. As you watch the film, what do you recall about your thought process in the moment, sticking with the five you stuck with in the fourth quarter the other day? And is there an assistant or someone maybe that you'll lean on tonight, maybe to try to get, you know, some other guys involved if that opportunity presents itself?
Are you saying that because I'm inexperienced and that was an inexperienced decision that I made? You think I don't talk to my assistants about substitutions every single timeout?
No, I just think there's a lot of coaches lean on their assistants in those situations.
As do I, every single time. That's a weird assumption.
And then he gets up and says, this press conference is over, Johnny.
Second most hated player in Duke history. Leitner's 1, Redick is 2. By the way, they've done surveys out there about that. And There's a Duke arrogance that is palpable. He played all five guys all 12 minutes the other night, and they blew the lead because of it. And then last night, whatever lineup he was going with, the undersized lineup, you know, Rudy Gobert is not supposed to have that kind of game. So Redick is catching it.
But, you know, I haven't read in State, maybe I'm wrong, that the players that he's coaching don't like him. I haven't read. And LeBron gets it out there.
Listen, LeBron okay. got him hired. They did the podcast okay. together.
Yes.
They were friends.
Right.
So everybody was like, was it Darwin Ham that got fired after really doing a
There's
great
so
job?
Many. That's been gone.
Yeah. Now, listen, J.J. Redick's going to be a great coach. Didn't have a great playoffs. You know, he will grow into that role. It's not going to make him any less testy or arrogant. He went to Duke. That's how he's going to be. He's going to be a good coach, but he got smoked. And they don't have any players to beat Minnesota. The better team won
right.
In the
I
Western
agree.
Conference.
Mother's Day, y'all, is next Sunday. Ah, Spasadel is hooking you up. Give the gift of relaxation. Spasadel.com. Right now, their special is when you buy a $150 gift card, you get a bonus $50 card to use in the future. So the best thing you can do is go treat your...
So I get, hold on, I get 150...
And then you get another 50.
And 33% free, so another 50.
That's
right.
That's right. Exactly right. I was trying to do the math. Don't make me do math. But more importantly, right now, Steak and I are going to give you a $250 gift card, okay? $250 gift card, and you need to be paying attention. Yesterday, Steak was talking about a party that he and his wife were going to go to on the birthday, and what did he say he needed to buy? He was going to have to go out and buy it at 404-726-0929. I know that's hard, but
say
this is
again.
A big one.
What was the question? What did I talk about?
You and Kimberly are going to a big party for the Derby.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and you're
going
to go get something. And I said, you have to go get something. So don't. That's it. That's all the hits. I'm just telling y'all. Spasadel.com. Here's the other part, guys. I know how you like to do. How easy is this?
What do you like to
do? They can e-send it to your email. You can go pick it up and all that. It couldn't be easier. Spasadel.com. Give the gift of relaxation. A facial, a massage, a whole day. There you go.
What's the purchase, right? That has to happen. We'll take some. Is it just the first person to do that?
Answer that question. First person. 404-726-0929.
I have been doing this show for 3 decades. I cannot believe what has fallen into our lap in the world of divine intervention. Valya, if you're listening, Kimberly, my mother-in-law, sorry, we're about to put a lot of money on one particular thing, and we'll tell you what it is when we come back. You won't believe this. I didn't believe it, and I'm reading more about it. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Big Atlanta sports weekend. If the weather agrees with us a little bit or not, are we going to be playing? So there's like all kinds of tournament stuff going on now. High school lacrosse.
Is it indoors?
High school soccer.
Is it indoors?
No, none of them are indoors. High school baseball.
Right, right.
So are they all in trouble?
Today
turned out, this is nice. It was not nice this morning coming in. By the way, get on the Odyssey app. Every time you get on the Odyssey app, Mike Conti comes in here with a Kit Kat and hands us each a Kit Kat, and we love like little Halloween candies. But make sure you get on the Odyssey app because it's super important for the radio station if you want to support it. And the world of conventional audio, the Odyssey app. You can listen to us or any other radio station.
Friday, 70% chance of rain. 70? All day Friday. 79 is the high.
That's tomorrow.
Saturday, 85% chance of rain. High of 74.
80.
Sunday, 55% chance of rain. High of 75. And y'all, we got Sunday night baseball with ESPN. So.
Hey, did we get a winner of
Ricardo from Mableton gets the Spasadel gift card.
What was the answer?
The answer was Seersucker suit. You mentioned that you're going to get
a Seersucker suit.
Seersucker suit.
I'm going
for
to Miller Brothers.
Yes.
I'm going to Miller Brothers, and I'm going to get a Seersucker suit.
Yes, you are.
And hopefully they can hook me up. Hey, do me a favor. It's not your responsibility necessarily. Stop talking about birthday presents for Kimberly on the air, because I love her, Pam from Tootsie's, who Kimberly's been shopping at this great, you know, the women's store Tootsie's?
Do I know the women's store Tootsie's? Okay. Hey, please don't talk down to me like that.
So Pam listens day and night. But what happens is every time that you say you got to go get her something, I get a text immediately after the show. And when I walk in, it's like a friggin' fashion show. She takes one of those rolly things. What are those things with like we hold, hang the clothes on, right?
Yeah, rolling racks.
She rolling racks. Mm-hmm. And she's got like eight outfits, and she goes, I was thinking about Kimberly. Here are the eight things I picked out.
There we go. That's so nice.
But I don't. But that's not where we are.
Gotcha.
We have to travel this summer. I got a new kid going. I got a kid going to college. I've got the expenses are an all time high. Mm-hmm. So the plan was no gifts, mm-hmm. no fancy stuff. And then when you start talking about it, Pam starts blowing me up, saying, I'm all ready for you. So, Pam, I'm not coming over today.
Pam, he'll be there about 3:30.
I'm not coming over today.
He'll be there. Keep the rolling.
All right.
Next.
So this is absolutely crazy.
Woohoo!
The favorite for the Kentucky Derby is journalism. No joke. Journalism is the favorite at the Kentucky Derby.
Journalism.
What? Of all the horses, and I believe
all
there
the
were
names
so
in
on
history.
Bovada, there's I guess 20 something horses you can bet. Journalism is the favorite at +250 on my site stake.
He's been the presumptive favorite with a 4-race winning streak right now, along with a 4th in his debut last fall at Santa Anita. I'm very pleased. The number 8 spot where journalism has yielded 9 wins in 94 starts. Since the starting gate in 1930, the number 8 spot is the number 2 most successful. That's what he's running out of. The most recent Derby winner out of the 8 post was Mage 2 years ago. So a perfect spot for journalism. How do we not?
Bet the house.
It's just meant to be, y'all. You know, I hate betting the number 1 favorite. I got to talk to my buddy Brian Lewis if he's listening
to the universe on this. If you don't put money, then we are going to have a real problem.
So we're done.
What are you waiting on?
Well, let me look right now. What am I waiting?
I do think though, you guys listening, if you're watching the race on Saturday and you are in front of your TV, or if you're at a party, and do a journalism for us, raise a glass, put it on video, send it to me.
But you got
to
do it right.
And
journalism.
And you'll tweet, we'll retweet you or something great.
Now we can't give you prizes on the radio.
We're going to retweet. We're going to make it a social.
Wink, wink. I'll probably, if you retweet us.
Yes.
Something good will probably happen. Yeah.
I think that would be so fun if you're at your or show us your bet on one of these sites.
Yeah, I would love
to Caesar's.
Or just deep day steak. I just made my bet on journalism. because right now that is the favorite. For the Kentucky Derby,
we
have to find out. Can you Google? We'll do it after the break.
Yeah.
Where the name came from? Because we don't even know that, right? Where did the name come from? Journalism wins the Derby right now. Bets you can make on these sites. It's +252. So if you bet $100 on journalism, you can win $250. Sovereignty is 2. Sandman 3, American Promise at 4, and Luxor Cafe is at 5.
Journalism got his name from co-owner Aaron Wellman, who was once the, wait for it, if you needed more, sports editor of his Beverly Hills High School student publication.
Wow.
So if that isn't karma in the world, y'all, isn't that great? I love it.
So you know every year I like to we'll do this for 3 strikes. If we were going to give horse racing names, so for you, I would just say you're adorable. That would be the name of your horse.
I like that. Mm-hmm.
For Rusty, it'd be why is this dad texting me?
Why is this dad texting me?
Okay. For Drew, it would be punters are people. Punters are people.
That's great.
And for me, like it is every year. Left side of the menu. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So it would sound something like, and
there we go.
Down the stretch they come. It's punters are people. And here comes, why is dad texting me? Why is dad texting me? Coming up on the right side. And here's left side of the menu. Left side of the menu on the outside. And here's your adorable. You're adorable. Why is Dad texting me? You're adorable. Why is Dad texting me? Coming up on the outside. Left side of the menu. Left side of the menu in first. And that is a winner. Left side of the menu. You're adorable. And why is Dad texting me? And coming in at 17th and barely limping over the finish line, punters are people.
Drew, don't shoot your horse, man.
Punters are people. They may have to take that horsey out back. That horsey is not in a good place.
So funny. I love it.
Left side of the menu. All right, let's do a belly up.
Pat McAfee had Jason Licht, the general manager of your Tampa Bears, again. I'll try to just tell y'all if I think it's like a really good conversation to go watch the full 15 minutes or so. All the topics came up, but there was a lot about Shador, what happens in these meetings, how awkward this stuff gets. And he just bottom-lined it on what's going on in the Bucs room and who's on their draft board.
It's really not that. We put the players that are worthy of being drafted on the draft board like every team does, but then we just kind of take the and the douchebags off, and guys that don't love football and guys that have proven that they don't like it, they're difficult to deal with, and we just kind of mitigate our risk, and we're taking good, great players that are great humans.
Boom.
That was an answer about Shador?
Not about Shador. They was asking, when you interview guys and maybe you don't like something that they've done, he didn't name players. He just said, here's who we like, and then we take the a-holes and the d-bags off the list. Like, they don't, they take great people. They take great people.
I understand. I mean, that, I guess, to a degree, that makes sense, right? There's some bad people, really bad people, that are really good football players. So you can win with Tyreek Hill, right?
Yep.
Or maybe you can't. Well, yeah, Chiefs won with him, then, and Miami has not. But, you know, listen, talent is a thing, too. You could be a jerk, but if you love to play football, I think the number one thing,
Kirby's... I just think you get to manage your own office and who you want in there. Some players...
I get it.
There's 32 teams. They all have a different philosophy of who you want in your building. If you're building Atlanta Eats and you're hiring somebody, there's more to consider than they might could sell or do well. You're going to... What are they going to do in this office?
Well, that's called corporate culture. So what do you want your culture? Are you going to, you know... allow jerks in the room. Most CEO types right now will be like, we have a no blank hole policy.
Right.
And nobody's bigger than the brand.
The top selling jersey, according to Darren Rovell from Fanatics, is Shador Sanders has the number one selling rookie jersey since Sunday.
Okay.
What
else? Are there other... Do you have a list of the other rookie jerseys yet or not?
There's 9 different ones, and my computer's not working, so I'm going to just pause and just have a deep breath. So, yes.
Namaste.
Yes. I'm not surprised.
Is Jalen Walker one of them? Top 10?
If I could pull it up, I would tell you.
What do we guess? No, it'll be more fun. Don't. I would say.
This is great radio.
Top 10. No. I would say, like, we'll tell you when we come back.
Yes.
What I guess that Jalen Walker is top 10? I think because of the Georgia thing, I would say. What would you say, Bo? I'm going to say Jalen Walker's 6.
Yeah, I think maybe even top 5.
All right.
Wow.
He's one of the best players in the draft.
Right.
So we'll see how
plus the connection to Georgia
fan reach goes.
So close to Atlanta. Cam Ward, I would imagine, if I had to guess, would be up there. Travis Hunter, I imagine, would be up there. That kid from LSU.
Travis Hunter, I can't believe, isn't one, just because he was so adorable and likable. And
yeah, but the Shador story is a big story.
You're right.
All right. What else are we doing when we come back?
We are going to discuss, what didn't I play you yet that I really, really like? I think we should play a little bit more of, we have to talk about the movie that's coming out tonight. People are losing their minds. And Rotten Tomatoes is head over heels for Thunderbolts.
Okay.
So this, and I know that Bo loves this kind of stuff. So, coming out tonight.
Travis Hunter, Cam Ward, Shador, Ashton Jeanty. Mm-hmm. Jackson Dart, Abdul Carter, Matthew Golden, Tyler Warren, Colston Loveland of the Bears, and Teatro McMillan. No, not a top 10 for
Was a stretch only because we're the Atlanta Falcons.
Well, don't tell us it's a stretch. I mean, don't tell. Me and him, me and Bo just told you why it wasn't a stretch, and now you emasculate us on the air. I feel like Bill Belichick with some hot young girl.
Oh, that's what we have to tell everybody about just what happened with the Belichick story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, y'all. Well, I told you.
Problem inside the house.
I told you.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Journalism.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We need our big game of the night, and then we got some other things to get to for sure.
Thank you, John Foy. It's going to be, let's go with Knicks at Detroit. 7:30 tonight. Knicks are up 3-1 in that one. I would love it if, I think it's 3-2. I would love it if Detroit knocked out the Knicks in Detroit. That game is at Detroit tonight.
Well, I mean, what's great about Detroit is they get screwed on that call in a game they should have won, and then they go to New York with all the, you know, fancy people in the stands, and the Pistons just take care of business. Now, that crowd tonight will be amazing.
Yep.
What's the number on that? I'd say Pistons by 3, I'm going to say. If you get a chance, I don't know if your computer's working.
Don't get me started with this computer.
Well, I was going to say it's great radio when we're stumbling around and somebody that's a friend of ours has to send us the top 10 list and gets it to us faster than we can actually get it in the studio, which further proves our own incompetence, right?
I think people know what to expect from us.
Which is?
Journalism. I can't believe the name of that horse is journalism. That is so fantastic.
That is unbelievable.
It really is.
1.5.
Yeah, New York leads the series 3-2. It's at 7:30 tonight. Your late game is Denver at the Clippers.
Pistons favored by 1.5.
There you go, 1.5.
I think the Pistons go to town tonight. I don't know if they have enough talent. Cade Cunningham is that good. Knicks with their back against the wall, kind of on the road. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, that Pistons crowd, they're going to be out for blood tonight, dude. That's an interesting game. And
what's
the Clippers? Clippers at home. They're supposed to be better than Denver.
You want to guess?
6.5-point favorites. Yeah, that's
a
lot.
It's exactly 6.5.
Yeah, no, he gave it to us. Like, that's a lot of points. That just shows you how much the Clippers are supposed to win the series. They're favored by 6.5. Anyways, so
thanks to all Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors for our tailgate and our constant nonstop Bill Belichick coverage, wire to wire. Steak, you have to tell.
I'm not surprised for 1 second. I've been saying this on the air for a month. Like, how is this going when you have grown-ass kids? I assume Bill Belichick's a grandfather many times over. Steve Belichick is his defensive coordinator. Is that right?
Yes.
At Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this woman is throwing that family, the brand of the Carolina football, the Belichick name, their dad, into complete disarray. This is a disaster. This is a public relations disaster of epic proportion. So I listened to Edelman and Gronk's podcast. They were trying to be nice to their coach. They said, she's just not doing anything different than any other publicist, and she's just trying to protect him. Okay, whatever. There were rules. There were no rules. They were free to ask him whatever he wanted, so she should have piped down. Then Nikki Glaser, for some reason, gets on and goes, she was merely doing what publicists do. She was acting as his publicist. Well, a woman on Instagram or Twitter, I believe.
It's Instagram. Mm-hmm.
Jen Belichick, who just happens to be Steve Belichick's wife. That's Jen Belichick, decides to chime in on Nikki Glaser's comment and essentially say, oh, act as a publicist by carrying on, ranting.
Yeah, I don't have it in
and
front of
storming
me.
Out of a meeting.
So the
mocking,
yeah.
Talking smack and saying, that's a joke. No publicist behaves like she did.
Wow.
Absolutely throwing a shot across the bow.
Yep.
As she watches her father-in-law get emasculated. How's that North Carolina meeting going to be with Steve and Bill Belichick? With Steve Belichick's wife now ripping into Jordan.
I mean,
classic.
It is not going away, Steak. And this is, like I said, that was Sunday morning at 9:00 in the morning and look out world. I am telling you.
All right, couple of things. I got to do Elena Eats on Radio and tell you about this promotion with the Georgia Lottery.
Mm-hmm.
So you want me to give you 3 strikes and then we'll do
yes.
So we have Elena Eats on Radio music and pomp and circumstance or anything like that. Let me give you a 3 strike question. First of all, a horse name for a 92.9 personality. If you didn't hear my call earlier, my horse is left side of the menu. Sandra's is You're Adorable. Rusty's is Why Is Your Dad Calling Me? And Drew Butler's is Punters Are People. Punters Are People.
Mm-hmm.
Give us another horse name for any one of us on 92.9 if you were naming. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. If you didn't hear, Kentucky Derby's favorite is journalism. The family member that is most challenging. The family member. We had a family member. I'm not going to name names. He had a little bit of an issue with his addictive personality, let's just say. So he would go and visit my mom. I'm in Atlanta. Oh, cousin Jeff is over. Jeff has to use the bathroom. But Jeff, my mom lives in a pretty big house. Jeff would always go upstairs to use the bathroom. And my mom later on noticed that her pills from years of, you know, having surgeries or having other things were miraculously disappearing. So we had a cousin that was coming to visit my mom that would pilfer her medicine cabinet.
Literally pilfer.
Yeah, pilfer. Let's just say Jeff had some issues.
Oh, poor Jeff.
And at some point, my brother had to say, Brother Bramp, he also was doing something outside their house one day before he came in. They were watching from the window. Let's just say he was in his car.
No!
And same guy.
No!
And Bram had to be like, what were you
doing? Popper, no.
Popper.
Popper. Jeff, no.
No. Mom's like, why is he gone so long, and why does he go to the bathroom upstairs? Mom?
Jeff, please don't come over anymore.
Hey, horse name for 92.9 personalities, family member that is challenging, and your favorite room in your house. Favorite room or area of your house. 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929. What is it? What is frustrating you?
No, I'm good. That's too funny about cousin
about Jeff.
Why did you think about the? Oh, I know what you're talking about. The family member. That makes
sense.
Yeah,
because of young Jordan, who is making things
difficult. So Steve Belichick, who's the defensive coordinator at North Carolina, is 36 years old. So this whole...
He's 12 years older than his dad's girlfriend. Not a good look. Should we do Atlanta Eats on radio?
Let's do it.
Georgia Lottery is giving you a chance to win the Georgia Lottery VIP Platinum Giveaway on 92.9's contest page. Enter to win four VIP Platinum Scratchers and a Georgia Lottery gift bag that includes a $100 gift card. That's not all. You can win a VIP Platinum Weekend Dining Experience, which we came up with at Atlanta Eats. Includes $2,500 in cash, four dining experiences, and more. Go to visitsecondchanceGA.com. SecondChanceGA.com for more info. Today could be the day. Today could be the day. Cinco de Mayo around the corner. Best spots for Mexican and Cinco in Atlanta. Tell me how many of these you know. Nueva Laredo, the OG, right on Chattahoochee.
Delicious.
That is the biggest party of the year. One of my favorite restaurants in Atlanta. They do a great job. Velvet Taco. Numerous places around town. Taqueria del Sol does a huge party, multiple locations, and maybe the best tacos in the whole city. Super Rica, a little more high-end, but delicious, and they'll crush it over Cinco. Also, Little Ray's, another Ford Fry invention. A couple of others in town. What are the chains? People love Frontera, right?
Frontera's awesome.
Tacos and Tequilas.
Mm-hmm.
They do a fabulous job as well. There's one in my buddy in Marietta, Casa Grande, for the Marietta Family Restaurants. They do a great job. Seven Tequilas, another great spot, more authentic Mexican restaurant. Casa Cielo in Sandy Springs on Roswell Road. You've been there.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. That's delicious.
Bar Taco, multiple locations, a little more bougie. Alma Cucina, two locations. Downtown and in Buckhead, again, authentic Mexican. Cheeto and Padres in Buckhead. I'll have a huge-ass party going on
Great
there.
Great deck.
Yep. Tuzza Taco, I believe that is on, Howell Mill Road. Tuzza Taco, right near our offices. Red Pepper Taqueria.
Delish.
Been around for years.
Can I give a shout-out to one at Lake Oconee? Pedro's. How about those burrito taco? They do the burrito taco with pure brisket. That's been soaking.
Yeah.
It is insanity. In that dip, I dip, you dip. So
La Paria, great brand.
Oh, I love La Paria. Good
call. La Paria and Peachtree Corners that I visit every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, man.
You go, why Tuesday?
Unless Tara's working because they closed, you know, that 10. She didn't get off work till, but yeah.
Taco Tuesday. In honor of LeBron being home.
I'm doing that right, right?
Also, Rockin' Taco in Roswell as well. Those are some of the best Mexican, Nomas Cantina as well. Thank you guys for contributing to that. Mm-hmm. We should do that more often. I do it on V103. I do it on Star 94. It's like, you may want to do it on your own show. But as Mike Conti said, respectfully, I think you talk enough about food on the show.
No, I think people like
it. You really need
it. It reminds you of places that you don't think about even, too, you know, because I'm bad about going to the same restaurant.
I love
places.
Nueva Laredo.
Yeah,
that's
it is
just
good.
Such authentic, awesome place.
Yeah.
All right. 404-726-0929. Do you think my mom is cringing right now with that Jeff story?
I'm cringing. So, yes, she's definitely cringing. You're going to get in trouble for that.
It's like when you pull up in someone's house, you may not want to.
Stay in the car
Let's
that
just
long.
Say,
don't leave the windows open.
Have a small mirror by as you come to visit.
Stop.
And you had no appetite when you came over for Shabbat dinner.
Oh, no.
It's amazing. Sorry. I'm not putting his business. He lives in Boston. That's not his real name. It's not going to get back to him, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Horse name for 92.9 personality. Family member challenging your favorite room or area of your house. 404-726-0929. Steven, the Vicodin that the doctor prescribed a year ago to me, I'm having a bad back. All the pills seem to have disappeared. They have disappeared. Mom, let me try to get to the bottom of that. When's the last time Jeff visited? Oh, he's awesome. He comes every 2 months.
Oh, Jeff.
But he has a bladder problem. He's always...
always in the restroom. Way upstairs.
Why is he...
He likes the elevation.
He's been gone quite a long time, but he's got a very vibrant personality when he returns. He's very excited. Never wants to eat my food, though. Never wants to eat. All right. Dan in Woodstock. What's a horse name for...
An old friend of mine was a bellhop at the Fountain Blue, and he used to go out and take the stuff upstairs. And then he'd ask, can I use your bathroom? Same thing.
Right? Yeah. Just clean it out.
Oh,
clean that sucker out. What's the name for a 92.9 horse?
Steak and Eggs.
Steak and Eggs. Family member that's challenging.
It's a toss-up between my mother and my oldest son.
It's close. I was ready for like a cousin. No, he's my kid and my mom. Favorite room in your house?
Got to be the screened-in porch out back.
Oh, I love a good screened-in porch with a TV out there.
Yeah, nice.
We're just going to Tinker. Get him the last word. Tinker, horse name for a 92.9 personality.
I got two of them. For Randy McMichael, it would be Beastmaster because he thinks he can whoop every animal on the planet Earth. And then Mike Bell, just call him Leadfoot, and that explains it.
Here comes Leadfoot down the stretch. Beastmaster, family member that is challenging.
One of my grandmothers. She was always stuck in left field.
I don't know what that means, but we won't go too deep. And your favorite room or part of your house?
I got a wide open living room / kitchen area. I'm able to cook and do everything and watch TV at the same time. And the only thing dividing it is a bar. And I have all my bar stools, and I sit there every night. And that's my favorite part.
It's all we need in life.
Good.
It's all we need in life. Thank you, buddy.
Make me a sandwich, Cha-Cha. This is good. Cha-Cha the Wonder Horse. Good stuff, you guys. Keep them coming.
Here comes Cha-Cha. Down the stretch they come. Hey, thank you, Bo. Sandy, I'll see you next week.
Sounds good, y'all.
Rusty will be here tomorrow, or otherwise known as, Why Is That Dad Calling Me? Thanks for making the steakhouse part of your day.